from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel, and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
That's right, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are at. Thank you for being here. If you're stuck in traffic on the Cross Bronx, we feel you. I have seen that New York is on its way back in no other more prominent pattern than the amount of time it's taken me to get across a stinking river. Like, when it takes 2 hours to go across a river in New York City, you know that you're getting close to back to normal. Of course, Christine Nicholas on Friday said that's not exactly a good barometer because it's just a sign that not enough people are taking the subways, which is I kind of agree with that. And when you look at the news out today, you know, ridership is still down big time from where it was at its peak in 2019. So anyway, all that being said, welcome to a brand new week. Last week, we had to humbly apologize because at the last moment, our special co-host on Monday nights, she had a family emergency. Her mom needed some care on a trip up to somewhere in the Northeast. And so the dynamic duo was in, and they did a fine job representing their boss. But it is always better to have the rose, not the thorns. Hillary Kramer, welcome back to Radio Night Live on Monday night. It's good to have you.
Kevin, I love being here. Thank you.
So there's a lot to talk about. And first of all, I hope mom's okay. Did you get her to her destination safely?
Well, I sure did. And she had a miraculous recovery.
That's great.
I really thought something was terrible. I mean, just, you know, the good news is it was like something was terribly, terribly wrong. And then she said it was my driving. Well, that's why she became deathly ill.
That sounds like my 8-year-old. My 8-year-old says the same thing about me. Dad, can you slow down? I'm not feeling so well. So I got to say, your gentleman that filled in for you, your number 2 and 3, or however you rank them at the Kramer Research group, they did a fantastic job, gave us a lot of good tips last week. So thanks to them for jumping in. And it was pretty late notice. I mean, they were like, you know, at the last minute jumping on the show, but we were glad to have them. I've got some things I need to brag on you about because I'm sitting here on Father's Day weekend thumbing through Instagram, and I look there, and there is Hillary Kramer being notified that she won the Gracie Award for the best female syndicated talk show in America. Hillary, congratulations.
Thank you, my Millionaire Maker. And but I love being on your show, though, Kevin. Even though I'm nationally syndicated, I'm coast to coast. You are the one that had the New York listeners, and I'm a New Yorker. And it's like being on your show, I feel like I've come home, you know?
Wow.
And you can really talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I'm on my show, which I love, it's we actually don't really have that many New York listeners, not like you do, really more, you know, Arkansas, Utah, you know, Idaho.
And you love those guys because they subscribe to the newsletters.
Oh, I love them. Of course I do. Of course I do. But I can't talk about the Yankees and the Mets.
That's
like,
right.
My family, right? You know, I can't just, you know, start, you know, talking about Aaron Judge and, you know, like, well.
You know what I'm proud of? And I got to say this, between you and Valerie Delia and Nicole Sapphire and Christine Nicholas, I've got 4 of the most hardcore New York sports fans that are female, I think, in the universe. Because every one of you bring up the sports like every week. And, you know, I'm a news talk guy. I talk about the headlines and stuff. I don't really bring sports talk over onto the news talk dial. I know there's a morning guy over at WABC that, like, he gets mad at his programming director if he's not allowed to talk about sports more every morning. But, like, you ladies, you're the ones that are all about the Yankees and Knicks and Nets and Islanders
and
right
the
now.
I mean, York the Giants, right, and the Rangers it. And the Devils. And oh, I know. I'm like, that's so great. There's a common theme, maybe, which is when you like sports and you're a woman, you got to be aggressive. That means you like to be in the stands and cheer.
Well,
and,
you like to get it done, right?
So, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with being on the radio and being out there and having an opinion and letting everyone know what your opinion is. I think the most important thing is, you know, never be on the margin in terms of gray. You always black or white, you know, you yeah. have to have an opinion. And that's the key, most important thing.
I love that. Well, so because you won the Gracie, in another couple of weeks, Michael Harrison is going to feature you in a talker spotlight, which is really cool. Of course, they just named their Heavy 100 2 weeks ago, and their talkers convention was last weekend, a week from last weekend. And I wasn't able to go for the first time in, like, I don't know, 13 years or something, but it was a lot of fun to be. And I say this again humbly to Mike Harrison, thank you again. 12th year in a row they've included me, but it's so much fun to see my friends and people that I know, because talk radio is kind of a small world, and to see all my friends like starting to like excel and do well. And when I got word that you won the Gracie, because I've known a couple of people that won the Gracie, and I thought, you know, that's a very cool honor. The Gracies, for people that don't know them, explain to them what this category of awards is. It's just for women and their different accomplishments.
Right, but it's really the premier. It's the equivalent of winning an Emmy or Academy Award. It almost has more meaning because it's like the preeminent award for women, and because it crosses so many categories in media. You know, we're talking television shows, Kerry Washington. I mean, the Gracie winners that I'm going to be you know, rubbing elbows with on September 27th at the award ceremony in Beverly Hills is just, you know, as impressive as it really gets. And
well, you deserve every minute of the limelight that you're there. You have done the hard work to get there, and we are all cheering you on, Lady Hillary. Great job, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
all right.
so much.
I'm not going to embarrass Hillary anymore. I'm going to go on to Money Night because that's what it's about. But before we get to stocks, we have to talk about last week's Fed meeting, Hillary. I talked with you in the stock world. I talked to guys in the precious metals universe. I talked to people in the mortgage business. Everybody had an opinion about what they thought the Fed would do and should do. From your perspective, did they match expectations, and what are the surprises or the expectations coming out of the decisions that they made?
The Fed punted, as we say. They just didn't. they just couldn't bring themselves to say what needed to be said, which is that we have runaway inflation, that they've kept the money running like, you know, the spigot on way too long, that they've created one of the greatest wealth disparities ever, the biggest wealth disparity ever, probably only, you know, the railroad barons at the turn of the last century, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, to me, have we seen anything like this, that the top billionaires, you know, have increased their wealth by $420 billion. It was like the top 10 billionaires. And then you have this whole other group of people that money's just like, it's just flowing. And then everybody else has kind of been has been okay because there's been this $300 extra supplement to unemployment. You know, healthcare has been included with unemployment benefits. So everyone else has been pacified, but while they've been pacified and have been able to catch their breath and avoid COVID and be home with their family and, you know, kind of shelter in place, the wealth creation is incredible. Did you see the New York Post on Sunday read an article that there's a restaurant in the Hamptons. For every one reservation, there's 1,200 calls. 1,200 people want a reservation. And then also, the article focused on Mitch Modell, who Modell's is, you know, went into bankruptcy. Yeah. I've met Mitch a few times being on Fox Business over the years on Cavuto. He's shown up a number of times, and he's featured in this that he can't get a table.
You know what, Hillary, hold that thought, because this music means we're going to break, and I want to make sure we get your full story in, because Mitch Modell's been a friend of Piscopo and the morning team here for a long time, and I know that some things have happened there. We'll get some insight on that. Plus, lots of undervalued stocks to pick from tonight. We're going to get into those when we continue as well. Stay with us.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
The secret is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to Pure Talk for the same coverage, but at a fraction of the price. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, switching to Pure Talk could save your family over $800 a year. And switching is so easy, you can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. I got a new iPhone 12, and I can tell you the service is great. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. There's a reason Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs, why they're the preferred wireless partner of AMAC. It's time to start saving money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, and save an additional $50 off your first month. That's #250 and say Dennis Prager.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani, and on behalf of my great friend Curtis Sliwa, who's running in the Republican primary on June 22nd. When I ran for mayor, Curtis and the Guardian Angels were there to help me win, and then they were there to help me reduce crime and make our city livable again. We need Curtis. He's the right man at the right time in the right place. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa and asking you to do the same.
Go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Of all boys I've known, and
all
I've
right,
known
so glad to have you with us. By the way, our phone line is open, 877-970-2999. You've got a question about stocks, the market, what's going on, 877-970-2999. And Hillary Kramer, of course, my sidekick on Monday Money Nights, where you can go to her website, hillarykramer.com. That's one L and a K in Hillary Kramer. And see all of the newsletter offerings that her Kramer research team put together each week and month, and all of the different pieces of content that they put together. And you can access that, subscribe. I recommend that you pick the one that best suits you. There's 7 different ones to pick from based on frequency and the type of information you're looking for, et cetera. It's all classified. You can look at it there and decide for yourself. And I know that it will be a big help to you. We're going to talk about undervalued and dividend yielding stocks. She called them cheap stocks before we went on the air, but she said, I don't know if I should call them that or not. But anyway, Hillary, before we went to break, you were talking about some of the Fed aftermath, and you were mentioning Mitch Modell and some
right,
of the struggles.
Right,
that
because he was willing. I mean, he spoke on the record, Mitch Modell, to the New York Post to explain what is going on and the ridiculousness in the Hamptons that a person can't even go out to dinner. And he was very articulate, and he laid it on the line. And I was just so happy to see that someone, you know, told the story, which is that, like, there's so much money out there. Everyone's competing against everyone and, you know, playing dirty tricks to try to get a table. And, you know, you can't just call and make a reservation, you know, weeks in advance. There are people buying $25,000 bottle of wines that was described in this article, you know, and $25,000 bottle of wines just so you'd be able to get a table. So this is what is happening in this country. And you can't buy a high-end car. You know, Maybachs are just impossible to find. And that's because money was cheap. Money is cheap. Money's free. When money's free, bad things happen. So we need the Federal Reserve to step up to the plate. And I talk about this with Steve Moore on my show, Millionaire Maker. Right. We've been talking about it every week, probably for the last 3 months, that the Federal Reserve needs to get ahead of this inflation. The prices are out of control, and that's because there's so much money rushing to buy. And when that happens, the prices go up. There's more demand than there is product out there.
Well, to your point, To your point, I was just speaking with someone I trust in the metals arena today, and he was saying that if you look at the indicators that the Fed would normally use to raise interest rates, and if it was, you know, at a certain level where it would be like flashing a red light and saying, hey, you've got to raise them, we're like double that right now. Like, if you look at all of the indicators across, like, I think it's the consumer price index that they work on the most.
Right.
But, like, we're at, like, 5% on the consumer price index, which is supposedly, like, off the charts. It's like, crazy, something's going on here, raise the interest rates. And the Fed comes out on Wednesday last week and goes, nope, we're all good. It's all good. We're going to leave it at a quarter percent.
Right.
And we're going to print more money. We're just
going to
keep throwing money at you.
Yeah, Powell, the Fed chairman is afraid because in 2018, Fed Chairman Powell said, I'm going to have to raise rates and slow down.
He's going to be the guy that has to do the bad news.
That's like overheated, and the market just tanked. It didn't tank like it did in March 2020, but the market just fell out of bed. And President Trump, you know, had to take him out to the woodshed and say, you know, look, do you really think that we are way ahead of ourselves? And then Powell really dialed it back, and we had, you know, really a time of unprecedented growth with the stock market, the economy, you know, a lot of positives in trade that took place, you know, unemployment dropped. And then, you know, now, though, it's different. COVID seems to be behind us. I know there's a fear of the variants, Kevin, coming along, and that there are those that aren't vaccinated. But if indeed we stay on the trajectory that we're on, we are no longer in a crisis, recessionary
environment that
deserves this kind of situation. Now, for those of you who want to buy homes, because ultimately the rates are going to rise, you really want to get out there. It's not going to get much cheaper than it is now. I mean, it can't get that much cheaper. So if you really want to buy a house, now is the time. There's been a shortage of inventory out there, but I've started to see a lot of for sale signs because people have jumped on the bandwagon. They've gotten their house for sale. They're trying to cash in. So I think there's more buyers and sellers in equilibrium. So there isn't as much that rush. You know, everyone was so desperate to get out of any of those five boroughs during the first 18 months of the pandemic. And now those who got out really fast are already out. A lot of, you know,
right.
And so now,
well, you know what they did?
Homes to choose from. But there's some great stocks out there still, even with everything so overpriced. There's a stock I've spoken about only once before on this show, but I want to bring it up again. Monmouth Real Estate Investment Group. It is a REIT, a real estate investment trust, ticker symbol MNR, based in Homedale, New Jersey. That's where my weekend house is located. I'm a Midtown Manhattan girl, but Homedale, New Jersey. And this is the oldest real estate investment trust in the country, founded in 1968. And what's so beautiful about this is you have the dividend yield. A real estate investment trust has a certain tax structure so that the cash flow goes in the form of dividends. The dividend yield is 3.8%. And 23 million square feet of industrial property across 31 states, all located in prime spots next to UPS, next to Amazon warehouses. So I really think that this is a good one if you're looking for some dividend yield. MNR, kind of goes under the radar.
What does MNR stand for? One more time, the name of it?
Monmouth Real Estate Investment Corp. Located in Monmouth County, New Jersey.
Yeah,
so I assume that's where they got the name from.
MNR, and it's got a 3.8% yield.
3.8% dividend yield.
Yeah, that's great.
Really, really good one.
It's interesting what you were saying about the city because, if you're not in the outer boroughs, if you're in the actual suburbs, be they North Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, the available real estate in those sections, they gutted the market. There's nothing left. Everything that's selling here is all in bidding wars now, like five or six different bids over asking price to get it sold because of the people that were trying to get out of the city that hard. And I'm curious now, and I know this isn't your specialty, but I'm curious now if in Manhattan itself, if there aren't some great steals to come back and grab some things at, because especially there in Midtown, it seems like everything was so abandoned for so long. But we'll have to wait and see on that. You really like the undervalued dividend yield stocks. Hillary, explain to us what they include. What classifies an undervalued dividend yield stock to you? When you say it in your portfolio, in your newsletters, and you say, this is one of these stocks, what are the parameters that you're looking at?
We're looking at, let's just say Finance 101, which is valuation, looking at how a stock trades based on its future expected cash flows and based on its revenue growth traditionally. Even if some of that revenue growth might be single digits, low single digits, some of these companies trade like they're going to go out of business. And you compare them to companies that are, I love Tesla, I love Elon Musk, but a billion Teslas are going to have to be sold in order for Tesla to justify its stock price. And as we know, Ford, GM, BMW, Volkswagen, come on, Volvo, 20, in 9 years, every single Volvo is going to be an electric vehicle. Now we've had all this good news. I think that last week, I'm sure Scott and Tal talked about the hydrogen powered cars and vehicles.
Yes, he did.
And this is the new direction we're going in. So Elon Musk really started the process, but others are going to, have better scale, better access to financing. There's all this investigation.
Hold that thought, Hillary. We're coming right back. It is Money Night on Radio Night Live with Hillary Kramer. HillaryKramer.com, 1L and a K. Don't go away.
The following is a paid political announcement.
My name is Fernando Mateo, the only Republican candidate for mayor of New York City. I am the only Trump supporter in this race, and I was endorsed by General Michael Flynn. Mayor Rudy Giuliani praised me on his radio show as a hard worker with integrity. Crime in our city is out of control. Without public safety, there is no city. That's why, as mayor, I will refund the police. I will reform bail reform and support our men and women in blue. Like President Trump, I believe small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And I will bring small businesses back to New York City, creating jobs and bringing our economy back to life. Before we get there, I need your endorsement, your support, and most importantly, I am asking you for your vote on June 22nd. Democrats have made New York City dangerous again. I will make New York City safe again.
Paid for by Mateo the Mayor.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR. APR financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
82 degrees. We have generally clear skies on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, pyrotechnicians are preparing for New York City's 45th annual Macy's Fireworks Spectacular. The fireworks will be launched by a custom-designed computerized digital firing system. 65,000 shells will be launched one by one on five barges in the East River, with some shells 10 inches in diameter and weighing up to 50 pounds. The media will get a sneak preview of the setup next week with 50 pyrotechnicians who are putting the show together for the 4th of July. Mayor de Blasio is bracing New Yorkers for a long wait for election results in the New York City primary because of a new voting system. Scott Pringle explains.
De Blasio says the new ranked choice voting system means New Yorkers may not know until early to mid-July who won certain primary races.
What happens with the number one votes tells you a whole lot, so my hope and belief is that that will be provided pretty quickly. But this will be different. This will be a frustrating process, and it'll take a while.
And the mayor is not saying how he'll rank candidates in the race to succeed him.
I'm still working on finalizing my ballot.
Fewer than 200,000 people cast ballots in early voting. De Blasio says he hopes a lot of people show up on primary day to really represent the city. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thank you, Scott. And, of course, primary day is tomorrow here in New York City. 15 to 20 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. 15 minutes outbound at the Lincoln, 5 on the city-bound side. We're good to go with the George Washington Bridge. In New Jersey, avoid Route 35 and Route 9 in South Amboy. All lanes are closed from Main Street to the Victory Plaza Circle. That's because of an accident. Stick with the Parkway instead. Cloudy skies tonight. Chance of a shower or storm later this evening. Overnight low 67. Cloudy with showers and storms around tomorrow, especially the middle portion of the day. It'll be a high of 74, then temperatures will fall during the afternoon. Sunny skies for Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the middle 70s. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, it's Monday night. Radio Night Live, and we are so grateful to have you. And don't forget, every night we take on some other aspect of what it is to bring back life for New Yorkers here. Tomorrow night we'll talk travel, and we have on tomorrow night's show with Valerie Delia, we have the head of the Disney Tourism Division. Now, if you've ever taken kids to a Disney anything anywhere on the in on the planet, you know how complicated that is, but friends, I've got to tell you, Disney has new stuff coming out. You haven't even begun to dream about it. They took the last 16 months during COVID. They built things. They made things. Disney travel is going to, they're going to kill it for you. So we're looking forward to that discussion. We have got the number one top Fox News medical contributor. He's kind of the elder statesman of the medical contributors at Fox News, filling in for Nicole Sapphire on Wednesday. Dr. Mark Siegel will be here. We look forward to a very honest conversation with him about all things health and wellness. Arthur Idala, of course, on Thursday night, and then Christine Nicholas. And we have some surprises that we're hoping to unveil for you on Friday night as well. So we got a big, big lineup. Hillary Kramer is with us on Mondays. And Hillary, we missed you last week. Congratulations on your Gracie. I know that that's going to be a highlight for you for a while to come. So we're so proud of you, and just, you know, proud to be your friends and cheer you on in the process. We're talking about undervalued dividend yielding stocks. And when we were talking before the show, you called them cheap stocks. And then you kind of like, I don't know, you kind of like felt embarrassed about calling them cheap or whatever. But what's that? I mean, and they're not all necessarily low priced.
Right. Cheap stocks. There's low price stocks. There's cheap stocks. Sometimes you can have the two intersect each other. Basically, it's stocks that the value that you're going to pay, what you're going to pay in, when you buy a share, that company should have the share price be worth a lot more than it is, rather than a share price that is building in. This is what happens with growth stocks. All this expectation of growth that will be continuing, but at any moment, something fragile, you know, we're fragile. All of us are fragile. And that goes for the economy and, you know, servicing and products and your entire world. So you're always taking a chance with those. So it's great to have in your portfolio companies like Pitney Bowes. Yeah, Pitney Bowes, PBI. So many people think of Pitney Bowes just as like office equipment, but and publishing, printing.
Didn't they make printers?
Pitney Bowes.
I think I remember printers.
Hello?
Did they make printers? I think I remember seeing printers with their name on it.
Yeah, they made printers, and they were like office machinery, you know, sorting machine. Remember sorting machines, all of that?
Oh, man, that is back in the day.
Right, but now Pitney Bowes is a fulfillment, like an e-commerce fulfillment company, and they handle like shipping, and they handle returns, and they service so many of the e-commerce companies, and they do a lot of cross-border work. So when there's buying that's done, you know, Amazon, Etsy, all these companies, Nike, and then the Pitney Bowes, they do so much of the back office, back end process to get these things moved, and the stock just fell out of favor. On Maverick, right now it's a $8.30 stock, Pitney Bowes, because everyone figured that not only is it bad enough that it was office machinery, and so many analysts on Wall Street, they're really good ones, you know, the ones that are really seasoned in their 50s, 60s, who've seen everything and understand, get that Pitney Bowes has re-established themselves, reinvented themselves. They even have all sorts of like software as a service infrastructure and online apps for companies that are trying to fulfill through e-commerce. But so that's one of the benefits of someone like Hillary Kramer and my newsletters, is that we find those companies and we identify them, and we identify growing areas, you know, ahead of time. So Pitney Bowes, I think that that's something that would be great for anyone's portfolio. And then I have another. Do I have time for one more?
Amcor? You do, but let me just review for those listening. MNR is the real estate stock that Hillary mentioned earlier, and it has a 3.8% dividend yield. What was Pitney Bowes' dividend? I didn't catch that.
I think it was 2.8. Is that right?
Okay.
It wasn't, yes.
I think that's right. 2.8. Okay. I said you did. I lied, Hillary. The music means we're going to break. But what that means is when we come back, you can dig
okay, well, right I have a 4.1% dividend yield when we come back.
Which is crazy. 4.1. You got to listen to this. And Hillary, I got to tell you, when I was actually in the studios at Studio 111 this week, our buddy Yuri that runs the control room came up to me. He goes, Kev. And this is a like 20-something kid. He's like, Kev, I got to tell you, I listen to you and Hillary every Monday, and I'm making all kinds of decisions based on what Hillary's telling us. So I know we are making a difference in people's portfolios. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month. A million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, she is an award-winning Gracie winner this year. Hillary Kramer, my sidekick on Mondays. We talk money and we talk stocks, and tonight we're talking undervalued and dividend-yielding stocks. So far, we've had a 2.8 dividend yield. That's pretty good, Pitney Bowes. Then we had a 3.8% dividend yield. That was Monmouth Real Estate. But she's got a 4.1% dividend yield in the corral. Hillary Kramer, what is it?
Amcor. Yes, Amcor. This is a company that does plastic packaging, AMCR. And I just love this, that 4.1%. You just don't find it. A Swiss company that expectation was, because they do plastic, hard plastic packaging and has manufacturing facilities in 39 countries. These rigid plastic packages.
Wait, are these the people that make it impossible for me to open my new package of headphones or
yes,
toothbrushes
yes, yes.
or
That's
anything
exactly
else?
Exactly what they do.
They're everywhere. That stuff is, I can't get rid of that stuff.
Okay, well, this is what Amcor does, and they do massive, large scale packaging, just like we can't open up that new flashlight, you know, or use the headphones, but also imagine, you know, a pallet of medications that package the same way, but they're doing it across the board for everything from beverages, you know, to cosmetics, to technology. And the company Amcor has just been kind of thrown aside. People don't realize that it's out there. It is an $18 billion market capitalization, but then again, it certainly deserves that, thinking about how that they really own this category of these hard, rigid plastics. And you know what? Commerce is still going on. Just because commerce and international trade is somewhat jammed up, it doesn't mean that Amcor isn't going to be just as important. And there's definitely profit margin here, and there's growth, and a company that is going to continue to be important. But more than anything, buy this $11.50 stock because you get the 4.1%, and you're going to continue to get it even if the, you know, the stock doesn't move. The stock goes up, great, and I think that could definitely happen. So I really like it, and it's also one that doesn't really fit somewhere because it's Swiss based. It's Swiss, as I said, and UK at the same time. It really belongs. Remember, people are buying ETFs, and that's what's making a lot of these stocks go up, especially the big tech stocks. A company like Amcor is going to be an international ETF, and those just haven't been popular. So there's what we call inefficiencies in the market. Not too many of them, but when we find them, we like to buy and hold.
Well, it's very interesting that you mentioned that, Hillary, because so many of the stocks, and I have a complete list of everyone you've offered over the course of the time we've been together, and I have to say, every week, something like 99% of them are up on the week, and even if they have a slight dip, I mean, these are stocks that consistently perform. And I know you love that dividend yield because you just like getting paid on, you like your money working for you, right? I mean, that's when you're talking about the millionaire maker mentality, it is don't work for your money, make your money work for you.
That's right. That's right. And the way we do it, and the reason we're able to make millionaires out of those who are listening, reading, subscribing, is that we're finding those undervalued companies like the Amcors and the Pitney Bowes that are misunderstood. But then we're also going for those biotechs. And Kevin, I think we really should talk about Iovance Biotherapeutics that two weeks ago I discussed on June 7th. And this was a barely $20 stock and now is hovering right under $25. Now, that's a big increase, right? That's over 40% upside to a company, to a stock in 2 weeks. And Iovance, according to Goldman Sachs, still has, at 18, it had 365% upside. So there's still, you know, 250% to 300% upside to this stock, IOVA. But I think it's important to revisit it and talk about, and I'm not trying to cherry pick. You're absolutely right. You look at these companies that I've talked about, and so many of them, most of them, majority, if not all, just continue to rise. I think the only place we had a hiccup was with Microvision, which is still, I think, higher than maybe, 19?
No, but you know what's interesting about Microvision?
When I recommended it.
Right. Now, you know what's interesting about Microvision is because I was one of those that took that advice, and I jumped in. It was at 16 when you recommended. It went down to 14. I bought some at 14. It has had what the markets have generally had over the last couple of weeks, some ups and downs. But as I was looking at it going into tonight's show, we are sitting right now on, it's at just a shade under $20. So even from where you recommended, if people bought and held, they've made a significant percentage on whatever they did since the time that you recommended it, which has not been that long ago. I just think this is incredibly great information. And friends, if you want more of this, I can't recommend this enough. You got to go to HillaryKramer.com. That's one L, and Kramer spelled with a K. Don't confuse her with that guy that punches those buttons on CNBC. That dude's crazy. Mm-hmm. Hillary is good. She is zoned in on what you need, which are these undervalued dividend yields. And HillaryKramer.com is where you can go. She and her team, and you've gotten to know some of her team a little bit because they've been with us on a couple of occasions, including last week. But they just sit there and they just do the research. They just dig deep into these companies. And Hillary, I was so impressed with both of the guys last week because they could tell us, they could basically tell us when, you know, the CEO of the company they were talking about had his last cold. Like they were that good on what they were talking about. And this is that's all the stuff that goes into the newsletters that you guys provide.
Right, exactly. And I have, it's not just me, because how can I be on the radio talking to you and at the same time have so much responsibility with 100,000 subscribers out there who are depending on me? And the way I do it is I have these three very senior analyst traders, and this is what they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They support those newsletters and make sure that they're doing research and presenting ideas. And I'm doing my research, of course, but you know, it takes a village when it comes to investing. You really want to get yourself in trouble, listen to someone who seems to have a lot of conviction but doesn't have the time to really investigate and understand what's going on. And sometimes people can be too smart for their own good when it comes to investing. So many people I know thought that Amazon didn't even have a chance because Amazon kept taking billions of dollars and building warehouses, and their earnings were bad quarter after quarter from 2010 to 2015. The company just looked like a money loser. But anyone who does real analysis, you know,
they don't feel that way now. Hillary, hold on. That saxophone means we're on the break and coming right back with the final tips of the night from Hillary Kramer. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm healthy. I want to stay healthy. I like the idea of what the product is all about. I believe in the body's ability to heal itself, and I also believe that fruits and vegetables from God's great earth are the best way to do that. This is derived right from fruits and vegetables, and there's no extra chemicals involved. And I thought, you know what? If I can just keep my immune system super strong, I'm in favor of it. So far, I've been able to avoid any sicknesses, and I just like to stay out ahead of these things.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live, just the beginning of a big week of broadcasts. We've got travel tomorrow night with an expert on the Disney end of things. I know that there are a lot of people thinking about Disney trips. We're going to talk about that with an expert tomorrow. We've got Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News' medical team, part of the Radio Night Live Medical All-Stars on Wednesday, Arthur Idala. And I don't know if this is going to happen. Tomorrow is the primary. I think he's probably going to win the Democratic nomination, but we talked to Curtis Sliwa last week. I think he's probably going to win the Republican nomination. I hope that we're going to be able to talk to Eric Adams on Thursday. If he has won the nomination, it'll be interesting to get his take on where things stand. And then on Friday, I know that Christine Nicholas has a trick or two up her sleeve, including a well-known news anchor here in the New York area that is opening a restaurant, and I can't tell you any more than that, but we're trying to secure her for Friday night. I'm just telling you don't want to miss this show every night. Interesting information you're not getting anywhere else. And tonight, Hillary Kramer, you have given us a boatload of undervalued dividend yielding stocks, IOVA, Iovance Technology, AMCR, Amcor, PBI, Pitney Bowles, and MNR, the Monmouth Real Estate Fund. And now, Hillary Kramer, your two crowning picks for the night, your best ones. You've been saving them till the late innings. What are they?
Olin Corporation, O-L-N. OLN, $46. Now, yeah, I've been talking about this one, $17, but you still get a 1.7% dividend yield at $46, a company that definitely has upside to $60. What does Olin do? Winchester Ammunition. That's why the stock was stuck in the mud for so long, because of all the concerns funds had about buying a company that's in the sporting ammunition, military ammunition, components, you know, first responder ammunition. Winchester is the number one ammunition company in so many of the categories out there, but also Olin makes vinyls, chlorines, potassium hydroxide, liquid epoxy resins. I mean, this is like the company that's important for every single aspect of manufacturing, whether it be for paints or for plastics or containers, you name it. I really love Olin. You can't go wrong with O-L-N. And then my next one is Bristol-Myers, BMY. You all heard of it. You all know it. $66 company, a 2.9% dividend yield. Why am I bringing up Bristol-Myers BMY? They have drugs in the pipeline. They're having great, great results with first, second, third stages of clinical trials out there, and has some really strong drugs. Especially there's like our small molecule drugs, and you've all heard of Eliquis, Opdivo,
right?
The big hepatitis C franchise, HIV viruses, and but Bristol Myers hasn't partaken in the COVID-19, you know, vaccine or therapeutics. But BMY, you wait and see. 1 year from today, take a look, and I think BMY will be between $90 and $100, plus you have that 2.9% dividend yield.
Wow, that is incredible. And you've talked about, you mentioned OLN the very first night, our very first show we ever did together. That was the first stock you ever picked. So I know you've been a fan of OLN for a while, and I hope that you'll check that out, friends. BMY, Bristol-Myers, OLN. Iovance, Amcor, Pitney Bowles, Monmouth Realty, just some of the stuff. And if you missed any of this, you can go back and get the podcast. That's free of charge at SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio. It's all under that section. And go to HillaryKramer.com and look at the newsletters and pick the one that best suits your temperament, your schedule, your needs. Hillary, see you next week. Thank you so much.